It's crazy to me how many people have actually been ditched in the middle of a date at a restaurant.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my God. As a former server, I've seen it, and it's awkward for everyone involved. Oh. Even us.
Oh, yeah. Over the years, we've talked with a lot of them. People wondering, you know, what did I do wrong?
Right.
Yeah. Was it that my hair was messed up? Did my breath stink? You know, just because I pulled it out doesn't mean they need to run away.
Okay. I don't think you're talking about your spoon, are you?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Usually when we talk to those people, the person who needs our help is the ditchee.
Yeah.
Not the ditcher.
Of course.
But today, it's a little bit different. That's who's on the phone with us for a second date update.
The person that walked out is on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
What?
Who?
Her name is Jocelyn, and Jocelyn, you're basically admitting that you're a total backstabbing ditch.
Well, I'm not admitting that. I'm admitting that I ditched someone, but I'll tell you why.
Yeah, you got a hard hill to climb up right now, okay. Jocelyn. I'm going to tell you that there's a lot of people who are already judging.
Yeah, so tell us the name of the guy you were being a ditch to.
Stop calling her that.
She was a ditch.
I know she was a ditcher, but don't say it.
Who did you leave at the restaurant, Jocelyn?
Well, the guy's name is Grant, and I met him through a friend of a friend.
Oh, okay. Retro.
Yeah.
Retro.
I mean, but that's even worse because that gets dicey, right? Friend of a friend. So if you ditch someone on a date and they're a friend of a friend, did you also ruin friendships? Like, there's a lot on the line for you right now, Jocelyn.
Well, it hasn't gone that far yet. This only happened a couple days ago, so we'll see.
All right. So tell us about your date. What happened?
Well, when we met, you know, we were riding back and forth, and then he asked me to dinner.
Okay.
And I really didn't know him very well. I just thought, you know, he's kind of pre-screened because we know people in common. And, you know, and we were having a good time. Like, I didn't know whether we would have anything to talk about, but it turns out that we're both runners and, you know.
Yeah, you ran right out of that restaurant.
That's what it is. She was proving into how fast she was.
Yeah, sorry, I got
to
hit my step limit.
Yeah.
So sorry, keep going. What else happened?
Okay, well, yeah, we bonded over that and how much we like it.
Yeah.
And so then Grant said that he has to use the bathroom.
Okay, and up until this point, you're thinking, oh, wow, this is going great.
Yes, but let me tell you what happened when he said he had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
It was weird because from where I was sitting, I could see him talking to someone in the doorway of the bathroom, but I couldn't see who it was that he was talking to.
Okay, so he's talking to another person over by the bathroom.
Yeah, which is kind of weird because I didn't think we knew anybody there. But anyway, then when he came back to the table, he was different. He was like all sweaty and nervous. And I tried to start up the conversation again, but he was so distracted. And then he had to go use the bathroom again.
Okay.
That was like a drug deal.
I mean, my first thought is actually he has like some sort of bowel issue, but.
Oh,
yeah, or food poisoning something.
No, you were right when you said the drug deal, I think, because then he was talking to another person again. I mean, they passed something back and forth to each other, and I thought, forget this. Is he using our date to cover up a drug deal?
Oh, my God.
I was kidding. That's terrible.
You're being serious?
You see why I walked out? Because I've had issues in the past that my ex was a drug addict. I don't need to get involved with any of that.
So wait. He's at the bathroom, and you see him pass something to somebody else, and that's when you're just like, screw it, and left?
Right. It just gave me a really bad feeling. I don't want any part of that. And I just thought, you know, that's just not normal. And I just went outside and ducked into a nearby store.
Wow. You know,
I don't
know much about how drug deals work, but I do know a lot about what happens inside restaurant bathrooms. So this checks out. This definitely checks out, Jocelyn. I think for sure he was doing drugs.
Don't ask him.
Either doing it or selling it or whatever. And I saw him out there looking for me. And I just stayed hidden until I saw him leave. And, you know, he's been texting me a lot. Am I okay? And what happened? And honestly, I don't know what to tell him.
Well,
that's
tough. We're all assuming it's a drug deal, but I don't know. Maybe his special seasoning that he wanted to put on his...
Yo, you got that, Mrs. Dash? Let's go. We gotta hurry.
I'm just saying, there could be another plausible thing. That's all I'm saying. Like,
well, that's what I thought, too, that there could be some other explanation. It's just, if you guys could have seen what I saw, when he came back, he was like a different person. He was like shaky and sweating and It was really weird.
See, that's what's weird.
Well, he may have just been nervous for being on a great date with you.
But how are you not nervous off the get-go? You get more nervous through the date? It's normally opposite.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of signs that are pointing against him right now.
Yes.
Are you wanting to hear him out? Are you wanting to accuse him? What's our plan of attack here?
Hey, crackhead!
Well, I really want you guys to help me figure out what to do. Like, should I hear him out? Should I never talk to him again? Should I ask him straight up, you know, what happened? Why were you acting like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we're going to have to talk to him again if we want to continue with the second date update. So,
yeah.
If it's not the drug deal, would you consider giving him another shot?
I think I might, but I don't know what explanation it's going to be. I mean, you never know, so I'm open to the possibility.
All right. Well, we're going to play a song, give this guy a call, and then get your second date update, okay?
Thanks, you guys.
All right, hold on.